Sorry about that, guys. That was a lot of craziness. I'm not sure why the servers didn't pick up that first 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to clip this off. So hopefully y'all will figure out the fast forward meantime. A lot been going on. A lot of craziness in the world. There's just so much bullshit these days. It's just, you know, I get tired of seeing one bullshit story after another. There's so much lying, so much misleading stuff out there now. It's gotten kind of pathetic. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like the first thing I hear today. Oh, well, that's a broken promise by Trump and GM. No, not really. Obama bailed GM out, not Trump. Obama's the one who gave them the hundreds of millions of dollars to save their company. Remember the old motto, too big to fail, too big to fail? So they bailed them out instead of letting them fail, and GM would be gone now. And these jobs would have been absorbed a long time ago. We wouldn't be worrying about this. And remember, they have been thriving under Trump with the tax cuts and everything. So the reason they're laying these people, they haven't started losing money or anything yet. This is a preemptive strike. So they announced this at Christmas. Y'all going to get pissed at Trump when you should be pissed at GM. So this is GM's holiday present to everybody and New Year's present to everybody. We're laying off 15,000 people and closing 4 plants and stopping our core lines because we can't compete anymore. So we bailed them out, and basically what they've told us now is they can't compete car-wise anymore. They've never been able to compete truck-wise. Ford rules that area. And frankly, as more and more people experience fires and floods and storms and shit, more and more people stop driving cars, start driving SUVs and trucks because they're just far more safer in those types of environments. So you've got a lot of that going on, and GM just doesn't do well there. It's not their area of expertise. So instead of blaming GM for this, we're going to blame the president. What does it got nothing to do with the president? He can't help it. All the rest of the car industry is driving in this country, and the other sectors they're getting rid of. So what they're keeping for GM is doing well. Yeah, this isn't about this. This is about that GM just wants to be greedy. They're a publicly owned company, and they want to make sure their stockholders are making lots of money. So the bosses keep their jobs. That's all this is about. Yeah, it's just sad. Actually, Glenn, I seen that today about the Fed, because the Fed's going to raise the interest rates. The Fed, he's already said this. Well, we need to slow the economy. Jerome Powell, that's the Fed. He wants to slow the economy, so inflation. He basically wants to put the brakes on Trump's economy, is what he's saying. I mean, you know, why you screw with something when it works? Now, if inflation starts getting going up or something, yeah, raise the interest rate, but not until then. These low interest rates are making people spend money right now. They're getting cheap loans and going out and building and working. This guy wants to stop in his tracks because he's a liberal. That's why. Yeah, he is. Look him up. Oh, yeah, he all but he was probably under Obama's desk like Monica Lewinsky was under under Hillary's. I'm sorry, guys. Y'all know what I meant, under Bill's. Actually, if Monica would have been under the desk with Hillary, I think everybody would have been happier. I think Hillary would have been like, well, hey, baby, yeah. But yeah, Joe's not in tonight. It's just this white-headed ghost guy. I don't know what he's doing in here tonight, but he's sitting in for it. Well, actually, Kurt, there's a lot of stuff going on. Just a lot to keep up with. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch us on YouTube and watch us over there streaming like crazy people. And speaking of that, let me go open up that so in case other questions come in that area, I can see those as well. Well, I don't mind taking questions. We started a little late, so we're going to probably run to about a quarter after. Michael's off now. He's been getting dental work done, so he's off. Christina George, I think she's just been probed by aliens. I don't know what happened to her. And, well, we got some new shows coming up in the near future. We got some movement going on one of our networks. We're going to be moving it to another location. But that's all stuff that, you know, really won't affect y'all. Y'all just kind of see it as it happens. Yeah, you'll just be kind of part of it. Also, looking at people, we're getting ready to revamp 3 websites. So we're looking for volunteers or people who want to get involved and help. This is not like script building websites. This is easy stuff. It's what we call point and click. Oh yeah, it's It's, I call it, I personally call it website building for idiots, but people get mad when I call it that, so I try to not to say it, but it really is. One of them's, well, a couple of sites are on Homestead, a couple of sites are on GoDaddy, but it really is website building for idiots. It's just so easy to do. It's just, I never have any damn free time anymore. You know, I was talking to a friend just before I came on the show tonight, you know, if I fall asleep or pass out, or I was up all night last night, I got a damn, 6.5 millimeter. I got two. I got 6.5 millimeter and 7 millimeter kidney stones, which are not going to pass. So you know what that means. Mm-hmm. So, man, I was in so much pain last night and so much pain today. And finally, they stopped moving. And thank God, like I said, for narcotics. And then, but you got to get treated like a drug addict. Just to put this in perspective, okay? This hospital, I've been there 3 times. So one day I walk in, I got an abscess, broke a tooth, abscess, in all kind of pain. They give me tramadol. Tramadol is not even a narcotic. No, a non-narcotic is not going to get rid of nerve pain. It just won't. It doesn't have the potency to do it. And then the guy tells me, because I was getting dental work done on this side of my mouth. I'm getting it on this side now, but I was getting it done on this side. He goes, well, you're missing your teeth. You're probably a crack addict. Now, I'm a 55-year-old man that owns 2 businesses that does quite well for himself. Owns a beautiful house on the coast. And he is this back ass with redneck telling me this. He's lucky I didn't bitch slap him where he stood. And this was about a year ago. So better yet, what I did was I called Ashina and told Ashina, if you're going to start treating all your patients like drug addicts, we're just going to start suing you. And I noticed he's gone now. But long story, I go in last night. I'm obviously in pain. I'm doubled over. I can't even hardly walk. And 2 hours before they gave me morphine for the pain. 2 hours. And I've already been in pain for that. That's 3 hours of agonizing pain because what? They think everybody's a drug addict. That's what they're doing. They're treating you like a drug addict. Because usually, like when you go into East Jefferson, one of the hospitals in New Orleans, when you walk in that kind of pain and they think, you know, like when we're talking about it, it's probably a kidney stone, they don't even wait around. They give you Zoloft and Dilaudid, so that the pain will go down so that they can actually see what's going on. Oh, but not these backwards places. No, Ashina wants to do away with drugs. Yeah. Ashina's like, well, we don't need pain pills anymore. We'll just do surgery without it and screw recovery. My wife broke her hip, got an 18-inch titanium rod in it, and they didn't barely want to give her pain pills for it. Now, come on, really? Really? I mean, we've gotten to the point where it's ridiculous. And what's bothering me more about this is the 50-year and overcrowd, drug addiction is non-existent. It's like less than 5%. And even for the 30 and under, it's only about 15%. It's the 30-year-olds that are screwing everybody, because these – an idiot's got to go get pain pilled up, and you always hear it's opioids. Well, you know what happens is these people get on pain pills, can't get them anymore, so they go get on heroin or something like that. So they want to blame the pain pill. That's not the pain pill. It's the person. The person is broke. Look, I've been on pain pills, off pain pills. You know, I've had all kinds of surgeries done. I was in a hospital for 10 days on Dilaudid every 4 hours. That's 6 times a day. I walked out the hospital and never even looked back at it. So the point being is, if you're not broke, you're not going to become addicted. The broke people come addicted. So maybe we should address that and what's breaking the people versus the drug problem. Because, you know, we already know they got a drug problem. We can address that as we're going. Well, we need to find out why they have drug problems. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. We're just going to cut off all the drugs. Yeah, that's what we want to do. But doctors don't agree with it. You can talk to hundreds of doctors. Some people have chronic pain. And things like Teradol and painkillers like that are just not for chronic pain. They don't do it. They barely even do arthritis. So anyway, class actions will get this rolling, and eventually they'll have to straighten this out. Because, I mean, I've said this before. Here's Walmart, and Walmart's not the only one. I think CVS is doing too, and they're bragging about this. So now here you are. You're a 70-year-old woman. You're on Narcos because of whatever pain. You got to have them every day. 4 or 5 times a day. So these places decided that you can only get a 7-day supply. The law didn't decide that. These places decided that you can only get a 7-day supply. And you have to come back every 7 days. So, well, you know, in order to get a prescription, you've got to go to your doctors. Doctors don't write prescriptions. That's considered a visit. So now you're going to start getting charged for 4 visits a month, and you have to pay for all that gas. And what happens if you're an old person on a fixed income? Well, an old person can only get 1 ride a month. I mean, they're literally – Walmart, you're really screwing old people. I mean, what kind of sick people are running y'all now? Bet you some sick-hearted liberals, because it's about the kind of people that would do this. And then go brag about how great it is. Oh, look how great we are. We're really, no, you're fucking people over is what you're doing. You're people who legitimately need drugs. You're trying to keep them from getting them. I mean, that's just sick. That's perverted. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. So I quit shopping at CVS a while back when they decided that we're going to quit selling cigarettes. Well, I quit smoking 12 years ago, so it doesn't matter to me, but it's the principle that some corporate's going to tell me what I can and cannot do. So Walmart, I will not buy anything of any consequence from you ever again. Until you rectify this, I won't even get my prescriptions filled there anymore. I mean, because this is just a joke. I cannot believe that you're going to treat the elders like this. You know, you want to treat drug addicts fine, but you're treating everybody as a drug addict. Everybody who comes in your store and gets a prescription filled, now you're treating like they're a drug addict. Same thing with these hospitals. When they walk in and they tell you, oh, well, it's the policy. Well, no, you're treating us like drug addicts. You know, and it's like certain kind of pains. I kind of agree with this policy. If you're going to be at a doctor, maybe you should have to experience some of these pains. Because really, if you've never experienced an abscess tooth or a kidney stone, you really don't have any idea what you're talking about. Oh, yeah, we know it's bad. Yeah, huh? I can tell you this. A doctor who's experienced, has had it, will instantly subscribe you and get you out of pain immediately. A doctor who hasn't wants to play around with this drug and that drug and say, oh, well, you know, just Tramadol is the best thing for it. No, Toradol, I'm sorry. Toradol's a joke. Toradol don't even help your damn arthritis, man. That's what you'd give your damn cat or something. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, no, I'm just saying, people, we cannot allow this to keep going on. We have to stop letting the government and the rich people treat us like this. Remember, I've been telling y'all this. This is a class war. Now, they're not just happy, you know, with your jobs. They're going to control your drugs. I know, and you're letting them. That's what kills me. You're letting them. Well, I wrote a thing to Trump. Oh, well, climate change is imaginary, but drug addiction's not. I mean, or drug addiction's just, I know, man. Facebook has black people problems, says former employee who quit this month. Because you want people to hire them based on color. When are y'all going to realize that's illegal? Okay, it's that's one of the highest form of racism. When you hire anybody based on color and not their job qualifications, you're a racist. All it's going to do is get Facebook sued. And Google has the same problem. But the problem is it's not because they're not wanting to hire black people. There's just not enough black people with those kind of educations to get into and fill these jobs. You just don't see that many black people in these tech fields. And that may change in a decade or two. But right now, it's not. Right now, it's predominantly white and Asian. That's just what it is. And you can get upset about it, but that's the facts. So what you're saying is you want to fire these white people, these Asians, and hire blacks who are not qualified. I mean, you can't get any more racist than that. I don't know what else you would call that. That's just outright racist. If you ever want this country to be calm, you got to quit doing that. You can't give special rights to a race or any independent group, because then you're just discriminating against someone else. And what happens now, in 8 years or 10 years, whites will drop below 50%, which makes them a minority. So they get affirmative action at that point. So what's happening now is everybody in America is going to get affirmative action, and white kids are going to get to go to college just because they're white. Yeah, we'll see how well that goes over. There's all kind of lawsuits about this because it's just racist. We're not in a society that needs these checks and balances anymore, because this isn't a racist society. This is a society based on who has and who has not. People aren't discriminating on you because you're black or white or Hispanic anymore. They're discriminating on you because you're poor. They don't give a shit what color you are. You're going to be cutting their grass, mowing and fixing their car. They don't care what color. All they do is care you're going to do the job. What bothers me is that only the really uneducated people still think there's a race war. Either that or the leftist media who use it to try to get votes. But there's just not. There ain't no evidence for it. There's no one can come up with any coherent way of saying it. So, oh, let's do white privilege. Well, if you're going to do white privilege, then you got to do black privilege. Anytime you can get an apartment or get into school based on your skin color, that's privilege. So if you're going to start talking about white privilege, you're going to start talking about black privilege. It's all about how you want to look at things in the world. Yeah, and frankly, Most of the white people I know are getting tired of it. Yeah, they're just tired of hearing it. They're tired of hearing the white word. To them, it's just nothing but racism. You know, it's like when black people say, well, we're tired of hearing the black word or the N word. Well, you know what? White people are tired of hearing it too now. Celine, actually, I'm a mutt. I can't say I'm a white because I'm a mutt. I got 1/8 Cherokee. I do have some black blood. I definitely got some Hispanic, or I should say Spanish blood. I've got some Italian blood. And, you know, the Mediterranean people aren't considered white. They're considered colored people, in case y'all didn't know that. People of color, sorry. I know they identify as white, but when you look at them as on the racial thing, they're considered people of color, just like the Middle Easterns, because they're all around the same color. I know. We just don't like to talk about them kind of things. Because, you know, our media is racist. Our media is so racist, it is disgusting. I've heard things like these candidates going on in these two are running for Senate in Mississippi right now. These two, both of them, are unbelievably racist, unbelievably corrupt. Neither one of them have any business in our Congress. But it's like that Alexandria Cortez girl. She's ungodly racist. She's already said she hates white people. How she's getting to stay in Congress after saying something like that is beyond me. But that's liberals. They're like, oh, well, she can say that. No, you can't say that about her. You can't say, oh, we hate whatever kind of people she is, but she can say it's okay to hate white people. No, it's not. That's racism. And wait, worse than that, she's a socialist and a racist, which means most of you, she would just shit in your face and kill you because you would get in her way. That's socialism. Well, I really think we need to start having a competence test for Congress. After listening to this girl speak about the three branches of Congress and the courts, she has not a effing clue what she's talking about. She does not understand the three branches of government, not even a little bit. She keeps saying it's a democracy when it's a republic. And then she's jumping on people. She's going to jump on Trey Gowdy or somebody, and she's going to find out what it is to be a little rookie, because they're going to school her ass really fast. She thinks she's somebody and she's nobody. That's more the liberal media blowing up. But the media is doing it on purpose. They want to see the kid get tore down. That's why they're doing it. They just keep playing her up like she's somebody. Oh, look, Twitter blew up. Yeah, Twitter blew up. Twitter's supposedly got 1 billion people on it. You hear these like Huffington Post things. Oh, Twitter blew up. Yeah, there's like 1,000 people. Yeah, well, you know what? Where's the 999? If Twitter blew up, there'd be at least 500 million there. But there never is, because, as usual, it's a lefty lie that can't be sustained. Yeah, lefties love it now. And from what we've been seeing lately, there's more positive stuff about conservatives on Twitter than not. But yet somehow the Huffington Post and other medias keep using it as a whipping board. But when you go and look, you see it's not what they say. Don't they understand every time you lie to the people and they catch you in a lie, it's just that less time. I don't even read them anymore. I've actually The Inquisitor and the Huffington Post, there's a couple of them. I've blocked them off my feeds. Yeah, I don't even let them come on my news feeds anymore. No, because I have news feeds from like 40 different feeds. But they're so just full of hate, and all they do is hate on the president or just hate on conservatives. They just hate. They don't do anything else but hate. I'm not going to listen to anybody who just hates. I'm not going to even leave them on my computers. I'm tired of it. Liberals have become the hate party, and I see Nancy Pelosi's wanting to change that, but the rest of the liberals aren't. I mean, listen to Cortez out there. She's hating every day. Every chance she gets, she's hating on somebody. She thinks that tells you right there how messed up our government is, because this stupid little broad thinks that that's the way Congress should be, that you just hate on people all day long. She don't understand that Congress is supposed to be bipartisan and work together for the will of the people. She's already passed the will of the people. She don't give a shit about the people. I have not yet one time heard her talk about the people. Oh, yeah, well, she said she wants to give everybody free college. Mm-hmm. That's just something Bernie Sanders says. She hasn't said any – she has no original thought in her head. Everything I've heard is she's either stole from one politician or another. It's sad, people. GM pulls a plug on the Chevy Volt, discontinuing it, and these five other car models. Yeah, they're just getting rid of cars is what they're doing. I don't even know who's kicking their ass on, because Ford just got rid of a bunch of cars they don't want to have anymore. And Ford's bringing back the Ranger. Mm-hmm. The move will save the company $6 billion at the end of 2020, plus another, I think, $3 billion at the end of 19, so close to $10 billion. So you see, proves my point. They don't care about the people. They only care about the bottom line. And wait a minute. They're not even laying these people off to April or March, April or May. So why couldn't they have waited till after the first to make the announcement that in 6 months we're going to be closing these plants? So it might have cost them a few more dollars, big deal. But that's not what they did. And it shows you how sick the public is. They awarded GM by making their stock go up because GM just screwed over 15,000 people. It's really time to start rewarding these people and change by not buying their fucking products. Just don't, people. I know you might hate your favorite thing, might be a Chevy, but quit. If they're going to treat your folks like this, you need to quit. Well, I mean, they had filed bankruptcy in 2009. That's what I said. Obama bailed them out. And then they just basically gave Obama the finger. He saved him. So he gave Obama and all his friends and everybody else's friends and country members the finger because he helped. Because the country bailed out Chevrolet. This is how they're repaying you, America, by screwing you. Their prices aren't going down on their cars, any. Nothing's going down. Everything's just going up. And they're firing people after you saved their asses. I told you, we should have let all the companies that were too big to fail, we should have let them fail. There is no such thing as too big to fail. That was the liberals just trying to save their sinking friends. $2 trillion in bailouts. I mean, come on. Then you don't think the government, Obama, wasn't corrupt. Yeah, $2 trillion in, oh, no, there's no corruption going on there. No. Let's see. They're getting ready to Chevrolet Cruze, the Chevrolet Impala, the Cadillac CT6, the Cadillac XTS. Ooh, that's the one my mom had. It was XTS. Yeah, really nice one, too. The Buick LaCrosse are all going away to Dodeberg. So basically, their large cars and their luxury cars are going bye-bye, except for the Volt. That's their little play on electric thing. Oh, actually, James, Trump was here. He was here doing his gig yesterday. The vice president was here. I was kind of surprised to see them both in town at the same time. They flew in on different jets, but well, that's the thing. You're bitching about money. So the other day I hear Michelle Obama bitching about, oh, well, she's look at Melania. She spent $174,000. This is the woman who used to take her family on trips to Africa and spend $24 million on a jet. Y'all remember that? Yeah, it happened a couple times. Well, don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, all this touring she's doing on a book deal, we're paying for, to the tune of $2.2 million right now. Oh, yeah, we're paying for the book tour. What do you mean? Obama wrote it in that him and George Bush, get lifetime security and lifetime retirement. That's what they get. They get their full retirement for life and full security for life. It used to be that presidents lost it after 10 years. Yeah, well, they weren't considered relevant anymore. They didn't really know anything that would. In other words, if an enemy caught him, it would more than likely not do that kind of damage to our country. Yeah, Bloomberg. Ohio GM workers voted for Trump. Now they want him to step up. He will. But still, it's not him that's screwing you. It is GM that's screwing you. And you need to keep that in mind. Don't buy him. Don't buy no more cars from GM. But, yeah, well, you've seen the story about the trees, right? The red trees in the White House. But yeah, we'll get to it in a minute. We still got a little time. What we got up coming up next? We've got media is wrong about the caravan. Look at it. Violent, cutting up, destroying, raping, pillaging in Tijuana. Yeah, they're destroying Tijuana. Oh, yeah. Well, the citizens are fighting back. So 3,000 of them acting like 300,000. You see right here. Look at this crowd. You know how CNN and NBC always show you children? You see any children in this crowd? You hardly even see any females in this crowd. Look at the crowd below it. It's a different location, different people. You see any children in there? You see any women in there? And I've been saying this for a long time. The majority of the 15,000 people that are coming were overwhelmingly men, like 10 or 11,000, maybe even 12,000 or more. And I told you in the beginning, all you had to do is watch the caravan. They would put the women and children in the front, usually the first 10 or 12 rows, and everything after that was men. And men are, when single men are fleeing, they're usually fleeing because they're either getting ready to get killed by somebody or they've committed crimes that they need to leave for. But they're showing you right here they're criminals. They're trying to bash down fences and break through things. They're fighting and stealing all over Tijuana. What do you think they're going to get to do when they get to the United States? Well, you think it's going to just stop when they get here? Oh, well, look. So Trump's been right, and the caravan's proven right, and it's proven the liberals to be idiots every day. That's like the lady yesterday. Or no, Barbara Streisand. Well, she's bitching about something about the red trees or something. And I'm thinking, you got to be kidding me, woman. Y'all were bitching first off that Melania was decorating the White House when people were being tear gassed. Well, the media said children. Well, there were no children being tear gassed, but the media kept saying it. But when you looked at the videos, there was one lady with two kids running, but she was nowhere near the tear gas. And that was it. I mean, the rest of it was just a bunch of bogus bullshit. And we've gotten now where we just, every time you turn on the media, now you just have to look and go, okay, well, that's a lie, 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 that's a lie. Is there any truth in this story? And like I said, they're hating, Barbara Streisand hating on Melania over Christmas and tears. Look, Barbara, you were out shopping while the kids were being tear gassed. You and your buddies. I guarantee almost every liberal crony in Hollywood and star, when this tear gas was either asleep in bed, you know, or out wasting money somewhere, but they weren't giving a shit that anything was happening down there. The only time they care is when they're in front of a camera, but they're not doing anything. They're not offering to take anybody in. You know what, rich people, especially you Hollywood fucking people, if you're really this concerned, same thing with you, media, if you're truly this concerned, then you should offer, each one of you should offer to take at least 10 refugees into your house. Other than that, you're full of shit. Put your money where your mouth is. Y'all are filthy rich and are scared to even spend a little bit on these people. You won't even go down there and bring them stuff. I know you're going to talk smack from your Hollywood mansion or from some Broadway or runway somewhere, but you're not going to go down there and help the people. No, because you're cowards. Like most people I've met in the music industry and in the movie industry, you're cowards. You're greedy and you're cowards. You always talk a good talk, but you rarely ever do. It's like the NFL thing when you hear them going, we're protesting over cops shooting people. Well, why aren't you protesting over the 17,000 black men that were killed last year by other black men? I mean, why aren't we protesting that? Why aren't we even talking about it? We'll talk about the 300 or 400 that were killed by cops. And this year, right now, the cops are more cops been killed by blacks than blacks killed by cops so far this year. So, I mean, we're not even talking about that. No, we're not. We want to take the cowardly way out and say, oh, yeah, well, and cops do. Lily and I were talking about this last night on the show. We were talking about two specific cases that's happened in the last 2 months where young black men had gotten shot because they had a gun in hand, not because they were breaking the law. The one guy was holding down the guy who was shooting up the place, and he got shot. The other guy had his gun in his hand because somebody was shooting up the mall, and he got shot. And it was both because they were young black men with guns in their hands. And instead of them taking time to identify themselves, they didn't want a chance of getting shot, so they just shot him. And I agree it's not right, but what are you going to do about it? Since young black men kill the majority of people in this country and commit the majority of crimes, cops have a right to defend themselves. For a cop, it is a 61% chance when he runs up with up to a young black man with a gun that he's going to get shot. 61%. So you can't really hate on them, but you can't just let them go around shooting people either. We got to educate both the cops and the population. It's more than just educating the cops. We got to educate both. I told my son all the time, you see a cop come up. My son's, you know, he's white. I said, cop tells you, I said, you get out the truck, put your hands down, keep your hands at your pocket. You tell him there's a gun in the vehicle. You tell him where the gun is. You don't go nowhere around. You don't dig in your hands. You don't reach for your wallet without him telling you to do it. And it's yes, sir, no, sir. Whether you think it's right or not, it's yes, sir, no, sir. Because if not, it's something violent's going to break out. And in the end, you're going to probably lose your life or worse. Or, I mean, go to prison or lose your life. When it's easier just to say yes, sir, no, sir, sorry, sir. Most of the time you do that, whatever color you are, because I've seen it from lots of my friends. Cop will usually say, okay, well, a lot of times they'll let you off with a warning. But when you lie to them and threaten them, oh, hell no, man, you're asking for it. They're like any other person. You threaten them, they're going to come back threatening you. X falls out of attic, was living in for 12 years. Well, we don't care about that. Well, the red trees are ugly to me. I mean, there's a lot of pretty decorations in the White House. She did a fantastic job over the majority of the White House. I'm just not sure what the red tree thing is. But I don't know why the media feels like it's such a big deal. Red is a Christmas color. And it's not the first time I've seen a bunch of red trees in a hallway for them. I've actually seen them in a casinos like that. So I'm not exactly sure what she was going for. I'm not exactly sure why the media is so tore up about those 8 red trees. There's a lot of trees. Trump said he wanted a lot of trees. I think there's 50 or 80 trees on the property. I think only 8 of them are red, otherwise. But if you listen to the media, you'd think every tree in the house was red. But you can go look for yourself. They got a lot of pretty stuff. Well, Denise and what's that, Raptor? So you mean Melania has more class than Michelle? Probably so. But Melania was raised, you know, was brought up differently. Not so much because she came from a poor family, but well, that's what Michelle was saying one day about her. And Michelle didn't realize she came from a poor family and Michelle came from. She just decided she wanted to be something else. Yeah, so she became high end and worked her way up, and then married Trump, owns what, 14 of her own businesses. Yeah, there's not even a comparison between her and Michelle. I mean, frankly, she dresses better, she acts better, she has better manners, she's all around better person, and she's smarter and wealthier. I mean, what's Michelle's claim to fame? She married Barack Obama. That's not Melania's. She got her own fame even without her husband. She just seems to be classier, that's all. She just seems to hold herself better. No, well, I never liked Michelle from day one. When the first day I ever heard her open her face was, oh, this is the first time I've ever proud to be an American. Well, get the fuck out the country, Michelle. Nobody wants to see your ugly ass here anyway. Yeah, I mean, that's just an outright nasty thing to say. Well, there's a lot of stuff like that. You know, there's been a big push now to have a different kind of voting system, because in the last 4 or 5 presidential elections, there seemed to be quite a lot of influence from different sides. And we've watched now – I have watched the Democrats now try to steal 3 different presidential races. Yeah, and then we just see them try to do it again in Florida with the governor and senator, and they lost both. And they lost the governor's race pretty handedly. And they still tried to say, oh, no, 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 you lost. Same thing with this fat moron in Georgia. Oh, it was crooked. No, sweetie, your own people certified that it wasn't crooked. Yeah, she tried to say it was voter suppression. There was no voter suppression. There were record number turnouts. How do you have voter suppression and record number turnouts? You don't. It don't go hand in hand. So here she is every day. She's suing, doing this, saying this, doing that, doing this. And everyone knows while she's doing it, she's lying. Liberals have just become sore losers. They can't accept that people don't want them. They just can't accept it. They can't understand how they didn't win the Senate, how they lost more seats to it. And frankly, they got lucky with the House. They just got lucky because they didn't really flip a lot of red seats. They took back some of the blue seats they had lost. But in the red areas, they really didn't take much. And, you know, they gained, like I said, the Republicans gained in the governors and in the White House. And the whole time, there you are, the Dems trying to cheat, trying to steal races. You know, it's like when they said, oh, well, it's going to be a close race in Georgia. Why? Okay, with the exception of Atlanta, the rest of Georgia is pure red. There ain't no liberals up in there. And even in Atlanta, if you're lucky, it might be half. So, no, you're not going to have any big runaways unless Republicans don't turn out. And they seem to have turned out in big deal this time. So you got to kind of wonder about that, what kind of bullshit was going on there. And that's the other thing. When you have dates set and things set, judges shouldn't be able to overrule that. Things that have been in place for 100 years, judges shouldn't be able to overrule that and say, oh, no, you got to give them one. No, that's why the rules are there. So you know you got to have this done by this time, by this time, this time. The only reason you won't do that is because you know you're losing and you're trying to figure out a way to get some more votes in there. That's the only reason you wouldn't do it. And I really start to think there needs to be fines on parties and people anytime the vote can't be officially counted and verified in 24 hours, we got a problem because there's no reason it can't be done. If you don't have enough people, hire some more. Hire all the staff you need. But that's why it's called Election Day, not Election Week or Election Month. It's called Election Day for a reason. I haven't seen Aquaman yet. It's out? I'll have to go see if it's out. Oh, you mean you're talking about the assignment? No, Trump's appealing it. He's going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Because all they do anymore is they just go find federal judges aren't, because almost every federal judge that's overturned Trump shit in the end lost. Either Supreme Court or a higher court overturns them. But like the Ninth Circuit's all liberals. You're not going to ever get anything out of there. They're going to always hate on Trump. No matter what they do, they're going to always hate on Trump. And see, that should be illegal because you can see if these cases would go to different courts, they wouldn't get overturned or stopped. It's just if they go to that one court. So it shows you the court is not being bipartisan, that it's being partisan, and it should be disbanded. Anytime a court shows that it's being not being partisan like this one has, because Ninth Circuit's ruled against Trump every time. Didn't rule against Obama one time, ruled against Trump every time. Tell me. Now you think they're not being partisan? Yeah, see, we need to have laws about that. We need to have checks and balances as well. Well, I think we need to start adding a lot of checks and balances to our government before they start adding it to us. Yeah, like I said, I don't do the HuffPost articles. I find the Huffington Post to be just lowly packs of manure. I got to be honest, anytime I'm out on the farm or somewhere out of Sam's property or somebody's property and I smell cow manure, that's the first thing I think of is the Huffington Post. And next comes the Washington Post. It's just so sad that, you know, that especially the Washington Post has become such a just rag. Oh, y'all seen the other day, so this black church, I think it's in the Carolinas, had a little fire or something in it, so they came and take care of it. And in the back room, they found a casino. Oh, and I love the pastor. That's not ours. Oh, no, that's not ours. Really, pastor. Well, it's in there, and, you know, casinos are noisy, so... Yeah, they busted them, Cole. I mean, Cole. I know, it's just ridiculous. 27 church members arrested after surrounding ICE van for 3 hours in an attempt to protect Mexican immigrants. Yeah, you get your ass arrested, didn't you? Now you're going to jail. You're going to probably get kicked out, too. Well, we can't just keep letting millions of people in our country illegally. We don't even know who they are or what they're doing here. And you can't tell me, oh, well, they're all innocent, lovely, nugget. Yeah, bullshit. Only a complete, utter moron would believe that. I guess you're the same stupid people that when Merkel said, oh, 2 million refugees, 1 million into Germany and 1 million in Europe, we can handle that either. Yeah, we see what happened there. Almost every country that did it lost their leadership. They got now got conservative leadership. The liberals are gone. Because it was – how ignorant could you – why would you let Middle Easterners into your country without vetting them? I mean, really. I mean, all the terrorist action on the planet's happening there, and you're going to let them into your countries without vetting them. And that's another one. The media kept showing women and children. But in the end, when the census count was done, I think the 2 million people that came in were almost 80% men. Half of these were probably terrorist groups. All because – we didn't want to vet anybody because we were trying to be politically correct. Well, politically correct gets people killed. That's what politically correct does. You know, that's like Obama. We need to get rid of the military. So what? We can all speak Russian or Chinese? I mean, how fucking stupid are you? That's what happens when you put in somebody who has no experience. He had no experience with anything. He was a community organizer. You basically took Bob off the street and made him president. The man had no experience. He'd only been in Congress for 6 months. He hadn't even been serving for 6 months. He'd just been elected for 6 months. That was it. He didn't understand money because, as far as presidents go, he was very poor. Still is compared to most presidents. He just doesn't understand how to make a lot of money. So how are you going to run an economy when you don't understand how to make money? You know, that's why I said, well, anybody can be president. Anybody can be president. But you don't want people who are poor being president because they just don't understand economics and how it works. You need somebody who understands the money. You need people who understand the people. You need people who understand foreign diplomats. That's like I listened to Washington and New York Times try to say the other day how all these countries abroad hate us. Really? Well, I wrote them a little piece back to them. I said, well, if that's true, how become the majority of leaders in Europe now are conservatives? And they tried to bark, but it was a true statement. They couldn't get around it. But it just shows you right there, they put out a completely, utterly false statement. I guess thinking nobody would, because they're the Times, nobody would check it. Look, Times, we know what you are now. You are the Huffington Post. Yeah, you are. I mean, you just, I don't even know how you're still in business as corrupt as you become. Manafort allegations throw new uncertainty into Russia probe. The breakdown of plea deal with former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, an explosive British news report alleges Manafort's playing Mueller. Huh? Mueller thought he's all slick, and Manafort's playing him. British news reports allege report about alleged contacts he may have had with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange threw a new element of uncertainty into the Trump-Russia investigation on Tuesday. A day after prosecutors accused Manafort of repeatedly lying to them, trashing his agreement to tell all in return for a lighter sentence, he admittedly denied a report in The Guardian. See, Mueller, he can't – this is what's going on if you want to know the truth. Mueller thought this guy was going to give him Trump because I guess his lawyer can't do it. So he was hoping Manafort would give it. Well, Manafort's not giving Trump to him. So this means he's not useful anymore. So he's going to end up seeing Mueller, just like what's his name, suing Mueller. Oh, yeah, what's his Papadopoulos, whatever his name is. He, once this deal broke up, he's suing him. Oh, yeah, because there's more and more stuff coming out every day about the Mueller people now. Yeah, there's starting to be leaks about his people now. He must have made somebody mad in his group. Developments thrust Manafort back into the investigation spotlight, raising new questions about what he knows and what prosecutors say he might be attempting to conceal. He's not concealing anything. And what do you think Julian Assange is going to tell you? Get out of here. Mueller's dumber than I thought, man. Yeah, well, you know what, Mueller? Go Office Assange amnesty, and he might tell you something. But you're not going to like what he told you because he's the one that said that the information came from Hillary Clinton's camp, actually from the DNC's camp, especially from what's his name, the pedophile guy. Oh, I can't think of his name now. He was Hillary's right-hand man. What is his name? But anyway, he was the one. All the leaked emails came from him, from his thing, and they think it was the Seth guy that leaked them, the one that was shot in the back of the head, and you know, he was offered a job. He was working for Bernie Sanders, and Hillary Clinton's campaign offered him a job. He turned him down. For 48 hours, he was dead, shot in the back of the head. Wasn't robbed. Nothing was taken. There was no blood found at the scene either. So it means he was shot somewhere else and brought back and dropped off. And they didn't take anything. Yeah, police said it was a robbery, but they didn't take anything. It was an assassination was what it was, but they don't want to say anything because it would be just yet another person who mysteriously died while waiting to testify against the Clintons. I know, huh? And this guy just, you know, they say he was the one releasing the emails. He had got him and he was releasing them. He was sending them to Julian, and Julian said it too. Julian Assange said the same damn thing. And then all of a sudden this dude ends up dead. But yet the media don't want to cover it, and none of the agencies seem to be interested in it. Tells you how corrupt the Democrats had become. They'd basically spent, you know, all that time putting people in places to control, because, you know, they lost the House and the Senate, so they had to get power wherever they could. So every place they could stick somebody, they did. I mean, Loretta Lynch should have been prosecuted when she met with Hillary, I mean, with Bill in a tarmac. What the woman that had the hard drives destroyed at the IRS office, I don't know why she's not in prison, at the very least for destroying evidence and destroying hard drives that belong to we the people. Yeah, that's another one they never touched. Yeah, because they destroyed the evidence. What are you going to do? Well, there's no evidence. We didn't do anything wrong. Even though they admitted to targeting conservative groups, no one went to jail over that. No one got in trouble over that. This is the IRS, one of the most powerful things in our nation. that were just targeting groups that were going after Obama. So if you talked about Obama, it was a good chance the IRS was coming after you. That matter of fact, a lot of these conservative groups are suing the IRS over this. Because you can't do that. I mean, it's just so illegal, it's not even funny. Yeah, we'll see what all happens. What does it matter? I mean, everything in the emails were true. People want to get mad, oh, they released those emails, and that's what made the difference. Well, maybe so, but it was true. That's what the media don't ever want to talk about, that everything in those emails were true. We just want to talk about how the emails got out there, but we don't want to talk about what was in the emails. Oh, hell no, we don't want to do that. That would be like journalism and not conversationalism. So already eye-opener, GM faces major backlashes over layoffs from the people. All kind of people are pissed. Why do you do it before Christmas? What the fuck is wrong with you? Excuse my language, but really, what kind of sick people lay off people during the holidays? That's sad, especially when they don't have to. They didn't have to ruin these people's holidays. They ruined 15,000 people's holidays. Well, let me rephrase that. They ruined probably about 150,000 people's holidays because of the people associated to the 15,000. That's just sad. I couldn't even believe they did that. I was like, you couldn't have just waited till January. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's not going to make any difference to them. It's not going to cost them any money. They're doing this so they can save about $9 billion total over the next year and a half. Yeah, money they can give to their stockholders. So instead of giving it to employees or trying to make a new plotting run or even develop something that might turn into something, oh, no, we don't want to do that. No, just give it to our stockholders. Yeah. Well, the only people, if you like the Huffington Post, New York Times, places like that, the really, really lefty things, were trying to say it's Trump's fault. But even CBS, ABC, and all of them are saying, no, this is GM. We bailed GM out, and this is what we're getting repaid for. You know, this was an Obama thing. But you know, yeah, I'd say they don't miss a shot trying to blame Trump for something when it's not even his fault. And that's why we got fake ass news. Doctor says using tear gas on migrant children can have severe long lasting effects. So don't bring your children to the border. Doctor, why don't you tell these people don't bring your children to the border? Because we're not going to let them come across our borders. They've been told this repeatedly. So if you've been told this, either you're ignorant or stupid, or you're breaking the law. Well, look at this picture here. I don't know if y'all can see this one. Okay, this is a mother with two kids. Kids are skinny as shit. Look like you're about to croak. Mom's fat as a horse. Yeah. She's a good, you can already tell how good a mom she is. Looking for something free in our country. UN reaffirms refugees' right to seek asylum in the U.S. Really? I didn't know you ran our country, UN. When did this happen? Personally, I think we should kick the United States out of our country. The UN out of United Nations out of our country. Sorry about that. I really do. I think we should kick them out. The UN has become completely useless. They don't ever do anything against Russia and China. They don't sanction them or do anything. They let them go running rampant around and plan and do whatever. I mean, come on. Russia just took three of Crimea's ships. Did you say you hear the UN saying anything? They're going to come say something about these refugees, but they're not going to say nothing about Russia stealing these ships. Like I said, they're hypocrites. They're losers. The UN has become completely ineffective. Well, I don't think Russia and China should have a veto, but only one of them should have one. There should only be like five veto votes, and two of them should go to the two most powerful countries, and then two should go to weaker countries. Well, in this case, it would be China and the United States that got them. Russia wouldn't get one. I don't care if they got nukes. Who gives a shit? We got nukes too. Have y'all seen the InSight probe? It's pretty cool. It's been sending back some pretty good pictures. Look, that just looks like any desert in the United States. Look out there. I know, huh? You know, in old age, you haven't noticed in old days, most of the pictures came back, looked red. And then they had that picture that got leaked that had the blue sky. And now most of the pictures just look like pictures you'd see on Earth. Yeah, you know, dirt. I don't know if it's a conspiracy or not. I was just saying, you know, seems a little odd, that's all. Mexico deports scores of Central American migrants. Yeah, Mexico's kicking them out of their country. They're trying to offer them jobs and stuff, but they don't want them, so they want to come to the United States, and the U.S. is saying, we're not taking them. We just don't want them. White House advisors say Trump may announce GM shutdown consequences. I don't know what kind of consequences they are, but we'll have to see. Trump open to deal with Ping at dinner, but with conditions. Wait, what? Trump open to deal with Ping at dinner, but with conditions. Well, yeah, he wants to end the trade war, but he's not going to give – he wants us to get a benefit out of it. China was screwing us, and Obama was letting them. See, that's the other thing. I mean, there was a $500 million deficit. And our idiot ex-president, did, well, I don't know what that is, man, a deficit. Well, you know, when I took office, there was only $8 trillion in debt, and there's $22 trillion today. I sound like a loaded Bill Clinton doing an Obama impersonation. Yeah, he was an idiot. His claim to fame was, oh, let's make LGBTQDXYZ an important thing in our country when no one else gave a shit and still doesn't give a shit. They don't. They don't care. Because bathroom rights to 99% of America is not a big deal. Even to most of the gays, I know it's not a big deal. It's never been a big deal in New Orleans. I mean, we've had a gay city for as long as I can remember. It's never been a big deal in San Francisco either. Hell, for that matter, it's not a big deal in Queens. It just seems to be a big deal when it comes to the liberals. Oh, well, you know. Some stupid bitch said that this is how it has to be, and this is how, I'm sorry, that is not how it has to be. Just because she's a lesbian doesn't mean she rules the country. Oh, you mean Hillary Clinton's a lesbian? Well, she might be. You know, there's a lot of rumors about her and Huma Dean. You got to wonder how Huma Dean got her job. Remember, Huma Dean worked for the paper. There was the for the Muslim Brotherhood. They owned the paper. Huma Adeen's mother and father owned the paper that worked for the Muslim Brotherhood. They're the ones that put all them hate stories out. Matter of fact, Huma Adeen did a story on Hillary Clinton about how she was anti-woman and anti-this and anti-that, and yet still got a job with her. Now, she worked for the Muslim Brotherhood and somehow or another got to work for the Secretary of State. And on a few occasions, even forgot laptops, unsecured laptops and unsecured cars in Saudi Arabia on three different occasions. Yeah, if she wasn't a spy, I don't know what to tell you. Hillary had been infiltrated. They were stealing shit left and right from Hillary. Her servers were being downloaded. Even Russia said they downloaded her server. I mean, come on. Huma Dean's giving stuff away to the Arabs. She's a traitor to the country. And if they ever did a real investigation on her, she'd be in prison. That's why they won't do a real investigation on her, because it would lead to too many other Democrats. The last report I had read, because Hillary's guilty, no doubt. Just the emails alone should be enough to put her in jail. So what they were worried about is that she would start turning on everybody and start, you know, they figured if you put Hillary in jail, they would probably put between 30 Democrats in jail, you know, politicians, and probably 10 or 15 really big business people. And yesterday I heard it's pretty much guaranteed there's going to be an indictment that comes down on the Clinton Foundation for some of the shit they've done in the past. Like, you know, the Clinton Foundation paid for Chelsea's wedding. That's illegal. You can't do that. It's a foundation. It doesn't pay for your daughter's wedding, which, what was it, $20 million or $28 million? Yeah, don't you wish you had a foundation that could pay for your daughter's wedding to the tune of $30 million? I know, huh? Argentina prosecutes consider charges against Mohammed bin Salman at G20. Yeah, go screw with the Saudi prince and see what happens to you. I'm just saying, you know, just screw with him. Well, they had all these reports coming out that said the CIA said that the prince knew about it. And then Trump came out and said, no, that's not what they said. And the CIA itself has never come out and said anything. Remember, this was CNN and New York Times and MSNBC that was reporting this. But they've been so wrong about so many things. Remember Anderson Cooper for 6 months?
Kumi's investigating Trump for the last 6 months, and he's going down. That's how it's going to be. And then Kumi comes on TV and says, I'm not investigating Trump.
But remember, he had sources inside the investigation. It tells you right there, they have no qualms with lying to the people of this country. All right, the liberals just don't care. They think lying is an acceptable way to get to power.
Well, remember the photo where they said the kids were doing a Nazi salute? First off, if you look through the photo, you'll notice they're not actually doing a Nazi salute. There's lots of kids doing different things in the photo. But since then, they did another one just because of how much the liberals cried over fake news.
Yeah, any chance someone gets now, it's like the way they're trying to get their for most of these people, it's about their 15 minutes of fame. That's what it is. Oh, I can get in the news. I can do this. I can do that. Oh, just because I want to hate on somebody. I want to hate. I mean, God. And it's really sad because growing up in this country, when I was a young man, women were not full of hate like they are today. Jesus Christ, you go on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, it is ridiculous amount of overflowing hate coming from these women today. It's sad is what it is because there's no need for most of it. Most of these are young women who have good lives that just want to hate. Because they can. There's no consequences to it. So they hate. Mostly spoiled, rotten people is what I'd say. Oh, men have always done it. That's not what I was saying. I was just saying it's amazing how many more women do it now than used to. I guess that's part of the freedoms. Well, it's like the pedophile thing. For years, you never heard about women molesting students. Now, in the last 2 years, it's like one a week. It's far outpaced the men. Yeah, well, I'm talking about stuff that went in schools. Molestations in schools. Women have, I think, tripled or quadrupled the amount of men doing it in the last 2 years. And these are attractive women sleeping with these kids. Yeah, these are something, 20-something, 30-something millennials, and they're sleeping with these students, and they're all underage. And at first, of course, we're kind of like, well, they're cute women. We're only going to give them 2 years. And then other prisoners who have gotten 15 years for the same thing started suing the government and suing this and saying, oh, no, you can't give them a lighter sentence because they're female. It's the same crime. And the crime demands, because they weren't even going to the letter of the law. They were just kind of going around the law, and then after those lawsuits, they're like, well, no, you got to go by the letter of the law. Yeah. I just think it's new freedoms. I mean, I don't know if it's a permanent thing for women or not, but I think over the last 30 years, women have found unprecedented freedoms that, frankly, they didn't have before, and now they – what bothers me the most, I think, is how many women want to be men. Oh, yeah, that shit cracks me up. And then they try to deny it. And then when you go through what they're doing, they're like, oh, no, you want to be a man. That's what you're trying to be. You're trying to be a man. You're not trying to be a woman doing the same thing as a man. You're trying to be a man. That's just not going to happen, ladies. I'm sorry. Not until we start, genetically changing our DNA. It's just not going to happen. Men are physically bigger and more powerful than women, upper and lower body, but upper by 3 or 4 times. It's just the way we were built. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I've met a lot of women over the years, and I've talked to a lot of women over the years, and I know white women today, it's still like a strong, powerful hug to be in a man's arms that's strong and powerful. Even if they're an independent woman doing their own thing, I still know a lot of them that like that. And ladies, you can try to deny it, but I would debate it anywhere you want. I want us to become a happy people. Male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, just a happy people. We need to stop using male and female, and we need to stop using black and race colors. We need to stop it. When you refer to someone, you should just refer to such and such, and that's it. But for some reason, especially the media has to use race. They just have to. They can't just report a crime now. They have to use race because it's more shocking. It's sad. Well, I don't know how much longer we're going to put up with. I know CNN's in financial trouble. And I heard a couple of the other ones are in trouble. And then, and Trump's not going to bail them out. It's not going to be like Obama saying, it ain't going to be too big to fail. You're going to fail. I love this one.
Where is it about the migration? But climate change is going to cause massive migration from the south to north. That's not true. First off, if climate change works the way they say it's going to do, the migration will be to the south, not to the north. From South America, what you'll see is a lot of people leaving the United States, going south or going to Canada, because a good chunk of the United States will become a desert. But the rainforest won't, because it's right there by the equator. So yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it's like when you hear, oh, it's going to kill our planet. Really? Okay. I know a lot of y'all are young and uneducated, okay? I'm just going to say a lot of y'all are just stupid and uneducated. How's that? Because first off, it's like when people tell me, oh, all the ice is melting, it's going to raise 10 feet, all that ice in the pole. Okay, first off, all the ice that's in the water, which is more than half, about two-thirds of the ice that's floating around is in the water, not on the land. And it doesn't matter if it melts. It's already displaced the water. It's not going to change whether it melts or not. It's not going to cause a rise. The only water that will cause a rise is the water that's landlocked on the land. The Antarctic's not melting. They tried to say it was, but the new pictures say it's growing. So that's not even a threat. The only threat's in the Arctic, and it won't be the first time that it's melted, because we know that from when we recovered the elephant with the buttercups in its stomach and other things we found up there. One time or another, it was a much warmer place. And we assume maybe it was because in a different position, but it might not have been. And there's more and more science today suggesting that this climate change is not man-made, that it's naturally occurring, that this is just another cycle on our planet. Because people forget this, because, you know, a lot of stuff you learn in school, you just kind of put in the back of your head. But our planet, this is the mildest climate we've ever had on the planet, which has existed in the last, since the last ice age, this last 10,000 years. The planet has been much calmer and much more stable than any time before. So that's what it's allowed all us to thrive and move forward. Before that, the planet was much harsher. It may simply be going back to what it was. And we want to act like it's mankind. And then you hear liberals all the time, well, we need to do this. And Obama with the carbon chips, and we need to sanction everybody out of existence. So Obama imposed all these rules, and the liberals imposed all these rules on Americans. But no other country in the world did it but us. So we were paying dearly, and we weren't even polluting anymore. You got to remember, America is one of the cleanest countries now. Our pollution rate compared to other countries is next to nothing. I mean, we had catalytic converters. We got scrubbers on our engines. We got scrubbers on our plants. We actually believe in putting clean air back in the air now. We didn't when I was a kid, but we do now. So it's an unfair thing. If the rest of the world is doing it, America's doing it. Number one, it's not going to change anything because we're not enough. It's not enough to stop it with just America. And two, you're hurting the American people. Because if the whole world does it, you don't have to put all these sanctions and raise all these prices, because then it'll just become a thing and it won't cost a bunch of money. It's like the carbons and stuff like that. I never understood why we just don't set up atmospheric. You know, we can take the carbon out of the atmosphere. We can set up scrubbers on top of buildings, scrubbers on the oceans, in the oceans. In less than a decade, we could have almost no carbon in our atmosphere. But we don't want to do that because then we can't do all this ripping people off stuff. Yeah, well, actually, a couple of overseas countries are looking at this. They're like, wow, why don't America want to do this? Because we can't rip people off. Look, this whole thing was a way for liberals to make money. You watched Al Gore flying around a planet with global warming when he – remember? He had the largest carbon footprint of anyone on the planet for 3 years while he was riding around selling global warming carbon chips. He always said his movie. Remember his movie? Everything he said in that first movie has been totally wrong. Everything. Everything he said was going to happen by now, it was totally – none of it has happened. None of it. And remember, the scientists were backing him up. Oh, yeah, what he's saying is true. It's going to – well, none of it happened. And you don't have to believe me. Go watch the movie for yourself. It's a joke. And he made $650 million off of that joke, people. And y'all are still too stupid to figure it out. You just got to kind of wonder. But the point I was making is, when all this extra heating and carbon was in our atmosphere, the planet was quite a bit lusher than it is today. Yeah, it wasn't like there was no vegetation and nothing would grow. The more carbon, the healthier plants get. Yeah, plants will just start growing out of control and out of check. It'll heat up different places on the planet, but it'll cool off some places on the planet too. And the rainforests are going to thrive. You're going to see more rainforests thriving because it's going to become hotter and wetter. Not hotter and drier, but hotter and wetter. But, oh, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to talk about it. We kind of already know what's going to happen. And because if we tell you all the truth, then we can't be charging all this money we've been. Well, I know we got two more stories and we've got to get out of here. India urged to abandon plan to recover body in America of the American journalist, or not journalist, evangelist. I got mixed things on this, guys. I really do. I mean, he was stupid to go over there and get killed, but you know what? We're supposed to live on a planet now that you can travel anywhere. And this is an Indian island. It's not like these people own this island. They're just allowed to live there. Murder should not be tolerated. Because under this same thing, these tribes in South America and these tribes in Africa should be allowed to kill people and have no repercussions for it. You know what happens if a tribe kills somebody in Africa? They go down and hunt them down. Oh, yeah. That shit's not allowed. They go down and hunt them down. And that's the way it should be. Because, you know, I don't care who you are. You're not allowed to go around killing people indiscriminately. You don't want the guy on your island. You don't have to kill him. Tie his ass up, put him on a boat, and send him on out of there. Or have it set up to where that you can have somebody retrieve him. I'm just saying. I mean, this is ridiculous. So we're just going to let this tribe evolve for the next 1,000 years into murderers? And what's the most we can hope from these people? So we're just going to keep them primitive for another 1,000 years? You don't even know. We're doing this for our benefit, not for their benefit, because we want to watch them evolve. Well, how much can they evolve on an island with no technology and no one inventing it? So 1,000 years from now, they'll still be able to bow and arrows? Come on, really? And that's what we want on our planet? We want these big gaps between, you know, people and – no, we don't. It's time to bring in people out of the dark ages and into the 21st century. Okay? I know you might not like it, but it's the truth. We need to. College majors are least likely to be saddled with student debt. Really? Well, how did they get their majors if they didn't have student debt? National Geographic's best pictures of all time. Y'all have to check that out. ATM mistakenly dispenses $100 bills, causes anarchy. Yeah, they're like, wow, look at this thing, it's throwing $100 bills. And what it's about, you see all these people right here? Well, y'all can't see them, but all these people right here are getting a picture taken by the ATM. And they know they're breaking the law because they know it's not supposed to do that. Oh, SpongeBob SuperPants, the creator, died today. And I forgot how old he was. He was like 57. He's actually fairly young. U.S. prosecutors claim El Chapo had unauthorized contact with his wife. Oh, yeah, El Chapo getting a little booty in the jail last month. Yeah, yeah, man. He don't look like the killer boss there, does he? I don't know who took his empire over, but somebody did. Migrant mom impaled in front of her children falling from border fence. That sucks. Shouldn't have been climbing a fence. No, I don't feel sorry for these people. I don't. It's because I would if I knew their stories, maybe, and their stories were legit, and I knew they weren't coming here to get on free shit in our country. Because you do realize only one out of every five that immigrants that come to our country get a job, illegal immigrants. Let's make a distinction so people understand this. People who come to our country legally, it's like 95% get or 98% get a job and contribute to our society. The ones that come here illegally, that flips completely around. It's like 98% get on welfare and 2% get a job. Yeah, that's the illegal population. Not the workers that come back and forth across the borders. It's migrant workers. We're talking about the illegal population. Because wherever they were at, that's what they were doing there. That's what these stupid liberals can't figure out. These people were doing this low-life shit where they were, and they're just going to do it here because it's the only thing they know. And because Americans just want to get them here for the vote. I mean, liberals just want to get them here to vote. They don't really care. They're not going to help them out. Have you heard Nancy Pelosi even offering them a job? Say, hey, look, I mean, didn't she get in trouble a couple of years ago for having illegal Mexicans working in her house? Well, look, here you go. Hire 10 and bring them up to him. I think every time a movie star or a Hollywood person or a music person or a politician opens their mouth about immigrants, they should take 5 or 10 of them to go live with them. Well, look at it like this. So you, for every 10 famous people, that's 1,000. If they take 10, I mean, it's 100. That's 100 immigrants out of the way. So for every 100 rich people do it, that's 1,000. So all you got to do is get 300 wealthy people to do it, and that takes care of your 3,000 immigrants. They all got homes and places to go, and they can be watched and looked over and until such a time they come, you know, part of our society. Because they're not going to do it. Can you see George Soros or Mark Cuban with refugees in their house? Well, they'll bring money down there to spend to get them to come up here so they can try to cause chaos and make Trump look bad, which it's not doing. Yeah, Mark Cuban, I think, realized that Trump's a little different than he thought. Yeah, I've heard him say a couple of things now that suggest that at least part of the way he feels about the guy, he's changed his mind. Because he's smarter than he looks. Arizona grandmother and teen connected by accidental text spend third Thanksgiving together. That's cool. I didn't hear. I guess Jim Acosta behaved himself. I heard they let him ask a question. I know. GM is going against Trump and American workers. Boy, they're going to pay dearly for it. They're going to lay off 15% of their salaried workers. It's greed. It's what it is. It's greed. Well, if I was Trump, I would strip them of their tax credits. I'd strip them of everything I could. If they can't come up with some other kind of coherent plan. And why don't they do stuff like, hey, you know, we're going to be laying these people off, but, you know, Chrysler and Ford and all are looking for people, and Toyota and them are looking for people. Why don't we see about getting some people some jobs? We ain't even going to do that. We're just going to say, screw you. Here's your deal. Get out. Well, they're going to force about half of these people to retire early is what they're going to do. I know we got to get out of here now because it's way past our time. So we're going to get. I like the Macy's holiday pajamas. What are you talking about? Frank Fritz is no longer a picker, or even close. God knows what he's into. Well, I don't know. Is he the one that found $7 million and got to keep $1.5 million of it? No, that's not him, huh? Amend the $34 billion IBM bailout, Red Hat makes its own acquisitions. Okay, well, we're glad for them. Kourtney Kardashian, hello. Walking Dead ratings fall to all-time mid-season final low because anytime you take 2 years off, it's like anything else and people forget about you. Yeah. But anyway, guys and girls, let's see. Fans are sickened after Kim Kardashian and Kanye West take a private 747 jet meant for over 600 passengers. Okay, fans, you're just jealous. Okay, because all kind of movie stars own big old whopping ass planes. And I don't see you crying about them. Analysis. Opened on Thanksgiving. Hurt retailers more than it helped. Yep. For a small fee, entrepreneurs can now manage their own small fleet of Bird e-scooters. I'm glad for y'all. Actually, there's still a couple of good ones, but we're going to get out of here again. I want to go, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Remember, people, it's the holiday season. Enjoy yourself. Take some time. Don't be so pissed off rushing around all the time. Oh, one other one before we go. Space flights, 64 satellites, rideshare, launch takeoff tomorrow on Falcon 9. Y'all should check that out, see how that goes. Yeah, it's a serious launch. Hulu extends its 99 cent per month Black Friday offer. I already got Hulu and it costs me more than 99 cents a month. Shitheads. I know, huh? There's a lot of good stuff there. Well, you're talking about, what is that, Trappist? It's Trappist 1. I'm probably saying it wrong. The alien planet could be Earth-like with water world with lots of oxygen. Yeah, it could be a lot like our planet. There's a couple of them they found that could be a lot like our planet. We'll see when we get there. Kumi to push back on subpoenas for... Yeah, Kumi, because you know you're guilty. It's the only reason... You only don't want to talk to Congress if you know you're guilty, Kumi. Let's just be honest about it. They're coming for you, boy, and you know it. I know. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Tuesday's edition of News and the Flipside. I hope y'all enjoyed it tonight. It's my ho-ho stuff, man. It's ho-ho time. I dyed it white for you just for y'all so we can be ho-hoing. Anyway, guys and girls, again, thanks for tuning in to Tuesday's night's edition of News on the Flipside. I do truly hope you did enjoy the show. Any moans, groans, bitches, complaints, or anything else for that matter, you can write to me at icar@cox.net. On that note, good night, everybody, and have a good evening.